Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Jerry Buchholz, Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA. Also joining us from IBM is Lori Feller. So, Jerry, in the previous segment, you mentioned the significant operational changes from retiring the space shuttle to transitioning to a new technology that gets NASA beyond low Earth orbit. That requires a flexible and responsive human capital and workforce strategy. Could you tell us a little bit about your vision for that and some of your priorities?
So a lot of people ask me about how NASA is weathering the transition from the space shuttle era to the new NASA. And I am very, very pleased to say that we have made that transition really, really well. We have moved past the shuttle era. The shuttles themselves have gone to their new homes in museums and science centers across the country. And we've worked really hard over the course of the last year and a half to help our employees explore the new mission, to understand where we are going next, to think forward, and to really engage in our new mission. And I have to say that I am just so very, very proud of the NASA workforce. That was not an easy transition for people to make. It was not an easy transition for the agency itself to make or for the agency's culture to make. But we knew we had succeeded when we were ranked the best large agency in the federal government by the Partnership for Public Service, largely based on our scores that our employees gave us on employee engagement. So part of what's going on is really setting up a culture strategy that's in alignment with that new mission, with the new skill set that the agency needs to have in order to travel beyond the moon, and also to support the growing commercial space industry, which is very, very important as well. We work very, very hard on this. We work very hard to ensure that employees know what the new mission is, that all employees can state what the agency's priorities are, and that they have an optimistic outlook for the future. We do this a lot through workforce communications, what I call strategic workforce communications, where there is a top-down approach. But we also do it through activities. We have a lot of activities in the agency that offer employees the opportunity to engage with each other and engage with the mission. And I think that those things, especially in tight financial times, are the things that we really want to make sure that we continue in the workforce.
Jerry, strategic workforce planning and management are critical to ensure that NASA's multi-sector workforce is properly aligned with its current and evolving strategies. Can you tell us a little bit more about your efforts to improve the hiring process throughout the agency in accordance with the priorities of the President's hiring reform initiatives?
So fortunately, I came into an organization that had a really, really good, effective HR business operation running. And that was such good news for me because that told me I didn't have to worry about issues of days and time. You know, we were well within the guidelines in terms of time to hire, et cetera, which is a lot of what the hiring reform initiatives were about. So what we're focusing on now is quality instead of flow. And where we are focusing our attentions are in the virtual environments, social media, virtual recruitment activities, because what we are trying to build at NASA is a multi-generational workforce that represents all segments of society, which is our legal mandate. So as we look forward, we're looking at creating more connection between the NASA workforce and potential employees through the use of social media, to use more virtual environments for recruitment and hiring, and to really focus in on assessment techniques that define quality as opposed to quantity of applicants. We don't have any trouble getting thousands and thousands of people to apply for our jobs. But thousands and thousands of people are not necessarily the best answer. What you really want are a handful of the very, very best people. So that's kind of where we're focusing our attention.
Jerry, NASA is a very complex and diverse, as you said, organization. I'm interested in understanding how you evaluate the HR field performance and make sure that best practices are driven throughout the human capital community in NASA, and what steps are you taking to make sure that happens?
So we have a very, very strong HR community in NASA. Every center, there are 11, every center has an HR director and an operating HR office, and we work together very closely and very, very well. So we do the standard sorts of things. For example, we had a video teleconference to talk about how are we going to recognize innovative performance in the agency when cash awards and bonuses are off the table, making sure that everybody was calibrated to the message and to get ideas from the field regarding our recommendation to the administrator of NASA, how we were going to go about doing that. And we do that regularly, monthly on large topics and even more frequently on more specific narrow topics. I think all of that is very helpful. Certainly seeing people even on the VITS is very, very helpful. The other thing that we do that I think is really, really useful is we have a very sophisticated suite of operations dashboards in what we call our HR portal, which is an online portal that anyone can have access to. There's a section for employees, there's a section for managers, and then there's a section for HR professionals. And that's how we sort of monitor the business operation on a day-to-day basis so that we can keep track of where people are. And if we start to see someone struggle in a particular area, then we reach out to them and figure out how can we assist them in overcoming whatever hurdle has appeared for them. And then, of course, we have our compliance mission, where we visit each of the centers on a regularly scheduled basis to do an assessment of their HR operation and provide them with feedback on how to improve. We rarely find issues when we do those assessments. They really are more about gathering best practices and sharing those across the same HR community. So the focus for us really is, and this is an enviable position to be in, is really beyond compliance and more to quality and sharing of best practices.
So, Jerry, we talk a lot about leadership at NASA, innovative leadership, leadership in terms of culture. Let's talk a little bit about future leaders, because obviously developing future leaders is critical for an agency that has such an important mission as NASA. Can you tell us a little bit about your efforts to pursue succession planning and executive development? What is NASA doing to ensure the continuity of leadership in these times?
So we have two really fabulous programs. The first is called NASA First, which is for high potential employees, employees who have not yet moved into leadership but are exploring leadership as a potential future. And then we also have our mid-level leader program, which is for people who are moving into supervisory positions or who have just attained their first supervisory position and are contemplating becoming an SES. And these programs are cohorts, and they include a wide variety of learning experiences, classroom learning, on-the-job training, self-directed learning. They include a rotational assignment to an area completely outside your area of professional expertise. They include formal mentoring with an agency senior leader, and they include a cohort project that benefits the agency as a whole. Both programs include all of those attributes. We've put approximately 500 people through those programs over the years that we have had the programs. And we are now seeing people who were in the first NASA First program, then went through the mid-level leader program, are now moving into senior leadership positions in the agency. So remember when I talked about the culture and the attributes of model supervisors, we try to infuse those in beginning with NASA First, because if we can get them early and help them through self-discovery understand the kind of leader that NASA needs for the future, they can work on those attributes and those competencies over a long period of time and have will have many, many opportunities to do that. One of the things that I think it's important for us to remember is sometime this last year, this year, or next year, the person who's going to be sitting in my job in 20 years was hired into the agency. So these individuals that are coming into the agency now are the people who are going to be leading the agency when human beings travel to Mars.
Well, Jerry, I'd like to stay on this culture, this conversation around culture, and particularly around results-oriented performance culture. What are you doing in that area to first consolidate and streamline your performance assessment systems? But more particularly, what I'd be more interested in is some of the success stories around building a performance culture or facilitating a performance culture in NASA.
So we've been working on this for easily longer than a year. We have automated both our GS performance management system, and our system is called SPACE because one of the things we excel at NASA is acronyms. But we have also automated, and as far as I know, we are the only agency that has done this, we have automated the new government-wide SES performance management system. So with bonuses, performance bonuses off the table for the federal government, this is really an unanticipated window of opportunity because we're rolling out a new system and it isn't being confused with a distribution system for the agency bonus budget. It can really be all about managing performance. Our motivation for developing a new system and rolling it out in an automated fashion was to provide more transparency, to ensure that there was a robust performance management system in the agency, and to provide line of sight for employees from their day-to-day duties and responsibilities to the overall big NASA mission. And I think that that's the real value added of a performance management system. So you're really working on two different things here. You're working on long-term career development. What kind of performance feedback can you give to an individual a few times a year that will help them build and grow their career? And how can you help them connect to the mission and really understand very well how what they do helps accomplish NASA's overarching strategic goals? So we've really been working hard on focusing the system on those areas.
What is NASA doing to develop future leaders and pursue a strategic workforce planning approach? We will ask Jerry Buchholz, Chief Human Capital Officer at NASA, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.